Toadstool.
Those would be the bad ones. All right, say if a man has a very sore throat, he might say, well, I'd like to eat that piece of steak, but I just can't.
Get it down.
In other words, I can't.
Swallow.
All right. What would you say, like if somebody offered to do you a favor, but you declined, you might say, well, I appreciate that, but I just don't want to be to you.
Bother.
Okay, right. Or to convey the sense of indebtedness, you might say, I
owe you.
Yeah. Okay. Would you ever say obligated or beholden?
Beholden.
Okay.
Obligated. All
right. And, let's say if a farmer is looking at his corn and it's kind of short this year, he might say, well, that's funny. And this year, at this time of the year, it would be taller.
Should be.
Okay. Now, I'm looking for the negative of the word dare here. Like if a little boy dares somebody to run through a graveyard at night, he might say, well, I'll dare you to do that, but I'll bet you
don't.
Okay, is there any way that you would use, if you had to use the word dare there in a negative way, how would you say that?
Dare is a negative. Just dare not.
Dare not do that. Would you ever say daren't?
No.
Or dazzled?
No.
Okay. Let's say if a little boy has gotten a whipping, somebody might say, well, I'll bet you you aren't. Start over. Let's say if a mother is scolding a child, she might say, well, now you're not doing what you
should.
Okay, another word you might use there? You're not doing what you
should
blank to do.
Ought to do.
Okay. Now what about the negative of that? Say if a boy got a whipping, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something he
oughtn't.
Now if somebody asks you to do something and you refuse to do it in a strong way, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just
won't.
Say if you're doing some work and a friend is just standing around looking at you without offering to help, you might turn to him and say, well, you have helped me, you know.
You won't.
Or if you're indicating the possibility that he could have.
You should have.
All right. You should have helped me, or you have helped me.
Should have. Or
care or might.
Might have.
Might have. And suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I'll do that for you.
Thank
you. Or again, the word that you used just a second ago, I'm not sure about that, but I'll do that for you.
Sure.
Or might.
Might have.
And I'll just ask you this one question about animals, just to get started in it. A type of bird that is supposed to be able to see in the dark.
Owl.
Yeah. Do you know different types?
Hoot owl. Snow owl.
Do you know a type of owl that's smaller than a hoot owl, has a real high-pitched voice? Kind of eerie sounding? Screech owl?
Screech owl.
Screech owl, yeah. Okay. And one little bird, the kind that drills holes in trees.
Woodpecker.
Different types.
Red-headed. Woody.
What?
Woody.
Woody. Is that?
Woodpecker.
Is that a?
No, I shouldn't have that for woodpecker.
Oh, okay.